was a symphony by Florence Price that she wrote in 1945, but it wasn't, well, it was thought to be lost, wasn't found until 2018, her symphony number 4 on Kansas Public Radio. Support for News Next on KPR comes from Ashley Davis, announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics, Saturday, September 27th, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net. It's 1201. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lex.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing The Complete Beatles Experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Friday, October 3rd, 7 p.m., at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com. The NES Chamber Orchestra, beginning our noon hour with the sound of Bach, we listen to the 20th Goldberg Variation, keyboard music in an arrangement for orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. And I'm Jeff Watson, good to be with you. As mentioned, it's our noon hour of the classics. Things continue on a Monday afternoon with the Berlin Philharmonic Piano Trio, along in a few minutes with an elegy by Czech composer Josef Suk. And then we've got the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra to take us through a blast of a piano concerto, the second by Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, all just ahead here on KPR. We'll settle back now and take in a recording of the La Scala Philharmonic led by Riccardo Muti to enjoy something that Puccini wrote back in 1883, before his days of success in the world of opera. This was something that he wrote sort of at the end of his student days for the Milan Conservatory and his graduation ceremony in 1883. They call this Capriccio Sinfonico. Riccardo Muti and the La Scala Philharmonic next on Kansas Public Radio. Known as the Capriccio Sinfonico. Music from Puccini from early on in his life and career in 1883. He wrote that for his graduation ceremony at the Milan Conservatory. And we heard today the La Scala Philharmonic, led by Riccardo Muti, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is about 12:24, and in just a few minutes, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra is ready with a wonderful piano concerto, the second of Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, still to come on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, it's 74 degrees. Today's high is around 82. We have a 30% chance of showers. For this evening, low temperatures in the mid-60s and showers likely for tomorrow, 80% chance of rain and highs in the low 70s for Tuesday. We'll spend a bit of time now with the Berlin Philharmonic Piano Trio to enjoy music of the great Czech composer Josef Suk. This is an elegy for piano, violin, and cello on KPR. Elegy for piano, violin, and cello. Music composed by Josef Suk. And a performance by the Berlin Philharmonic Piano Trio here on Kansas Public Radio. About 12:32 now. At the top of the hour, NPR News with an update of headlines. And there's classical music till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local, Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's fall membership drive is going to get going on Friday morning, and you can help us get off to a strong start during the Power Breakfast. That's when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar by generous KPR members. Double the value of your pledge. 50 becomes 100, 200 becomes 400. So save the date. The Power Breakfast is Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra joining us next. Conductor Miguel Gomez Martinez and pianist Cristina Ortiz are all together in a beautiful concerto put together in Rio de Janeiro in the 1950s, the second piano concerto by Heitor Villa-Lobos, next on KPR. Piano Concerto No. 2 by Heitor Villa-Lobos of Brazil, performed by the Royal Philharmonic, led by conductor Miguel Gomez Martinez and pianist Cristina Ortiz. And it's just about 1 p.m. and about time for NPR News. Classical music continues on in the next hour with music by English composer George Butterworth and from Italian composer Emanuel Ferrari, a little bit from his opera still to come. Morning edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Loss is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm, arm.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Music by the Spanish composer Isaac Albéniz, and one tune from his many volumes that comprise Iberia, originally solo piano music, arranged for orchestra. We heard the dance, the Triana, with the Cincinnati Symphony led by Jesus Lopez Cobos on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, and I'm happy to be back with you for more classical music on a Monday afternoon. The Lincoln Trio is joining us in just a few minutes, and we'll hear a piano trio from the Armenian composer Arno Babajanian. Then the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, later with a few orchestral episodes, an overture and intermezzo from an opera known as The Love Doctor from Ermanno Wolferrari. Right now, the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and conductor Chris Russman have got something for us by a early 20th century British composer whose life was tragically cut short in the First World War. We'll listen to an orchestral fantasia by composer George Butterworth on Kansas Public Radio. Orchestral Fantasia, music of English composer George Butterworth, performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, led by Chris Russman, on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1:20. The BBC Philharmonic has a performance for us a bit later in the second half of the hour. Overture and intermezzo from L'Amor Medico, or The Love Doctor, from Italian composer Emanuel Ferrari. We've got that still to come, plus more classical music till 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. And the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical. an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lee.ku.edu. It is 75 here on the KU campus. Tonight we have a 30% chance of showers. Low temperatures around 64. Tomorrow looks like a likely rain day. 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms possible for tomorrow, and a high of 73. Next on KPR, we're with the Lincoln Trio, and the music is by Armenian composer Arno Babajanian, whose musical talent was recognized early on by Aram Khachaturian, and in 1952 wrote what was perhaps his most famous piece, his piano trio in F-sharp minor. We'll hear it next with the Lincoln Trio on Kansas Public Radio. Music composed in 1952, a piano trio in F-sharp minor, from Armenian composer Arno Babajanian on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 1:45, 15 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour, and classical music continues until 3 p.m. Later on tonight, Destiny has more classics for you. At 7 p.m., some very colorful music in the literal sense. Think purple and if you're feeling blue, Gershwin has something special for this day of the week for you. That plus the colored suites of Michael Torkey, classical music, continues tonight at 7 p.m. with Destiny, and then from 8 to 9, Classics Live on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Dole fellow Karen Willey, moderating Water Our Future with state legislators Kenny Titus and Lindsey Vaughn on September 23rd. More at doleinstitute.org. Well, as promised earlier, visit now from the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra and Overture and Intermezzo, a few orchestral episodes from the opera L'Amor Medico, also known as Dr. Cupid or The Love Doctor, by Italian composer Manuel Ferrari. The BBC Philharmonic next on Kansas Public Radio. The BBC Philharmonic Orchestra with Overture and Intermezzo from L'Amor Medico, also known as Dr. Cupid or sometimes The Love Doctor, an opera by Italian composer Manuel Ferrari, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2 p.m., and NPR News just around the corner, with more classical music in the next hour, an hour which will bring us music by Herbert Chappell and also Mozart. We've got the 29th Symphony awaiting us in just a short time on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs that help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org.
Live from Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. And there's a recording of the English Chamber Orchestra conducted by Leslie Williams. And with them, guitarist Michael Kahn, with a little tune from guitarist and composer Herbert Chappell called Olivia, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you once more. Before All Things Considered arrives at 3 p.m., a bit more classical music for a Monday afternoon. This hour will bring us work from the great Italian master of the double bass, Giovanni Battistini, and a short clarinet and double bass duet, followed by Mozart. The 29th Symphony is coming up this hour with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KTWU Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org, KTWU Channel 11, local public television. Conductor Mikhail Pletnev in charge of the Russian National Orchestra next with some music from a 19th century Russian composer by the name of Nikolai Cherepnin, who was born in 1873 and a student of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov and himself a teacher of Sergei Prokofiev at the St. Petersburg Conservatory. And at that institution, Cherepnin had a reputation of being a almost tyrannical and very exacting musical teacher, to the point where he'd earned himself the nickname the Dreaded Cherepnin. But his music was anything but, as we'll see in this Opus 39, a tone poem called The Enchanted Kingdom, with the Russian National Orchestra next on Kansas Public Radio. Gentle and ethereal tone poem called The Enchanted Kingdom from Russian composer Nikolai Cherepnin. Mikhail Pletnev and the Russian National Orchestra performing today here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 2:24. We're about 10 minutes away from the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and Mozart, his 29th symphony, a performance of that work still to come on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, kicking off their new season with Don Juan, Saturday, September 27th, featuring the piece by Richard Strauss and including a 2025 Van Cliburn winner. More at topekasymphony.org. And Liverpool Legends, performing The Complete Beatles Experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Friday, October 3rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com. A little string and wind duet next on KPR, with the music by Italian composer Giovanni Battistini, who was born in Lombardy in 1821. He learned the rudiments of music early from his father and sought to study at the Milan Conservatory. But his family was a poor one and wasn't able to attend except on condition of accepting a scholarship to the Milan Conservatory, and in 1835 the only two on offer were to study either the bassoon or the double bass. Battistini chose the latter and worked his way up to become what they refer to as the Paganini of the double bass. In this instance, we've got a short double bass and clarinet duet for you, played by Joel Corrington and clarinetist James Campbell. Next on KPR. A duet for clarinet and double bass by Giovanni Battistini. The double bass played by Joel Corrington. Clarinetist James Campbell and at piano Andrew Barashko on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:35 and at 3 p.m. All things considered from NPR News. Classical music with Destiny begins at 7 p.m. tonight. Check out kcchamberorchestra.org to find out more details about their upcoming concert on Friday, September 26, 7:30 p.m. at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral, an autumn romance for strings. We'll move right along to the Berlin Philharmonic, Herbert von Karajan conducting. Time for some Mozart for Monday afternoon, and his 1774 Symphony No. 29 in A Major on KPR. Mozart's 29th Symphony, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's about 3 p.m., all things considered up ahead, and at 7 tonight, Destiny has more classical music. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. We'll visit again noon tomorrow. Support for All Things Considered comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting Turning Research, Policy Solutions, and Civic Engagement into Results for Kansas Women, with United WE CEO Wendy Doyle on September 24th. More at doleinstitute.org.